Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. We're here with Favor Life, going through the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the place that God has called us to and is calling us to from now until whenever He cracks the sky and He changes us line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth, as we trust and obey, digest His word, and believe what He's called us to be and to in the spirit realm. We see our lives change. We see our whole mentality, our spirits, our habits, everything about us change and match that which occurred in the spirit realm to our spirits. So we thank God that He's called us to the place of there. And the place is wonderful. It's a place where God demonstrates His power, shows His greatness, speaks a word, a miraculous miracle word that makes changes happen that you can never, ever do in your own mind, your own self. You're not disciplined enough to do it. But His word is so powerful that it shapes and it transforms. It's a genesis unto us, a new beginning to us. It is the place where His spirit hovers and broods until we become as He is. And our thinking and our very habits, our hearts, we want to please God and we want to see the demonstration of His power. We've been walking through the Bible seeing different individuals in the Word of God, not as superhuman Christians, but just as individuals who were called by God, unlikely characters, unlikely people that God has called, and they follow Him, trust Him, and we are looking at them and seeing the decisions that they make, the life that they live, even though they're in a different century, different time. The word for their life and our life is still the same. We even are able to see the decisions that they make, good or bad, but also see the demonstration of God's power, that the word that He speaks concerning them is performed and it is evident in their lives. We've been looking at the book of Exodus, Genesis and Exodus, and touching on Joshua a little bit and different people in the Bible. And I wanted to go to Genesis and see, talk about this stream that commands God's will to be done from generation to generation. We see in the book of Genesis in the 12th chapter that after God has called Abram, who becomes Abraham, and Abraham leaves, he goes to Shechem. And this same place shows up throughout the book of Genesis, even you see it showing up in other books, but you see the same book, the same place showing up, in the book of Joshua. In the 24th chapter. And this place that is mentioned is the place that God uses or allows his people to use to commemorate certain things. It was ceremonial things or dedication or a place where they worship God, a place where they believe or trust God. And this place, the name of it means shoulder, and we know that God is Jesus came, and the government of this world was placed on His shoulder. And the natural realm, the shoulder represents something that is able to carry, but also it is the protector of vital organs and tissues. It is what sustains and holds up the upper frame of the body. And we know that because Jesus has become the shoulder, the government of the shoulder, divine administration of God was placed upon His shoulders to administer and to usher in God's divine will, God's divine plan, God's divine purpose, and to allow that to be seen, evident, activated, manifested, that which will be the order that we're to live by. We see that God is using the same place to put in the mindset of the people that the place of promise and the place of victory through the shoulder of his anointing, through the shoulder of his word, through the shoulder of his power. Abraham goes and he immediately, when he gets to this place, he begins to commemorate what God has done. We look a little bit further, and when Sarah dies, here it is. He now buys a cave for a burial site in that same city so that she can be buried there. And what that represents is she was promised. And even though the children of Israel has not possessed at this particular point the full promise of what God has said, she began something that God had called her and Abraham to. And yet, even though she is being buried in the city of in Canaan, in this place named Shoulder, we see that it is representation that the promise, even though she is buried there, it is the place where she herself started with fulfilling the promise, started with giving birth to the promise. And it's the place that God himself has established that his children will possess this place. And she's as a sign or a type to say, I've started it, I'm buried here, and because I'm buried here, I'm stamping the seal to let you understand that I'm going to, the promise is going to manifest, that I gave birth to a miracle. And because God has spoken it, even though I'm not here, my bones represent the miracle of what he did and is doing. That in my old age, he caused me to conceive and carry, have the strength to carry. That's what I should not have been able to do. And because of that, you are seeing, you are heir to this. If you believe and have the faith of Abraham, if you believe that God is going to do it, you are heir to this. And even though it may look like you're not winning, my bones represent that this is going to be placed in your hands. We see in the book of Genesis, in the book of Joshua 24, that here it is, this is the same place that Joshua gets the leaders together, gets all the leaders together, all the elders, all the judges. He gets them all together, all those in authority, and he begins to commemorate the promise of God. He brings them again and for the second time and begin to set in order what God says. And the further down, this is the same place where his bones are, where he is buried. Which lets us understand that where we see centuries, years before, when Sarah was buried there, she was the beginning and Joshua was here. He's the closing of the fulfillment of what God says in that arena of them being enslaved, what God spoke to Abraham. They will be enslaved. I will send the deliverer. They will be in a foreign country, enslaved, but I'm going to send the deliverer. And this was letting you know the victory of what happened. Their bones represent the beginning of it and the end of it, that it came to pass, that God did what he said, that what he spoke in Genesis, we see the evidence of it in Joshua 24, because he's laid to rest, having fulfilled what he was commissioned by God to do, that he led them out into the place of possession. And even though many of them didn't, a great many of them did possess completely the promise, because they were not supposed to share the promised land with any of their enemies because of their own inability within themselves, not in God, to go in and possess it. Many of them did not. And that speaks to us and lets us know that there are things that God has spoken to us. There are things that he has promised us. There are places in our ministry that God has said that he's what he's going to do, and there are things that he said that he was going to command in our life, over our family, over our children, that marriage, or over different business ideas that he's given you, and you know that the Lord gave it to you. And you are in a place where you may be at your Sarah, you're in your Abraham, where you're waiting on that promise. You're waiting for God to fulfill it. You're decreeing and believing, and you might get anxious in that wait, but don't help him out, because you don't want to give birth to an Ishmael. You don't want anything to war or stand against or compete against the promise of what God has called you to. We see that her bones represent the place of stamping, the place that says God is going to surely do what he says. I've given birth to something I shouldn't have given birth to. And even if that's you, if a miracle showed up in your life And you know it was nothing but God. It was the hand of God who performed it. It was God that put that family back together again that was in so much disarray or dysfunction with so many generational curses where no one probably was saved. No one believed or trusted in God. Or that marriage that was broken beyond repair, that child that was in rebellion, or that sickness or that disease that was trying to overtake the job, the business that was getting ready to close that you started, that the Lord told you to start, or the one that's getting ready to close and you have no other aspect, and the miracle of God came in and turned it around. That miracle hit your life, and now you're at a place where you haven't seen the completion of what God said, and it looks like the bones have been buried. The bones are indication that something great happened, and the same life, the same God that did it then, it's going to bring to pass what he said. If you're in the place where you're in your Joshua, where you fought and you've done all that God has required of you and you're seeing the end or the fulfillment of what God is saying, wherever you are in your life, know that the same God who did it before will do it again, again, and again. He's not slack or short concerning his promises. If he said that it was yours, if he said it in his word, that every promise of God is yes and amen. And I don't care what the adversary says. I don't care what time says. I don't care what the situation says. The word of God is true. Go through the process. Change. Go through the process of allowing your mind to be conformed, your will to be conformed, that you get your flesh out of the way, that your flesh is not warring with the will of God and the word of God, that you have gotten to a place where you are saying, nevertheless, with God, at your command, nevertheless, I'm going to do what you said, and I'm going to do it with all of my heart, everything in me. I'm going to do it in total obedience. I'm going to do it not according to what I feel, but according to my faith. I'm going to do it watching my giants fall. I'm going to do it watching and seeing my enemies be defeated. I'm going to do it watching miracles manifest. I'm going to do it watching every enslaving thing, every Pharaoh and every Egypt of my life. I'm going to do it watching every Canaan enemy now fall at my feet. I'm going to do it trusting and believing that this is already done, that it's already mine, that I see myself possessing it. I see myself walking in it. I see myself going in and for the glory of God, stepping, putting my feet down, saying, this is what I've tried it, and this belongs to God. This belongs to me for his glory. See yourself in that aspect, not according to what the situation or everything around you is saying, because everything around you is talking and speaking like it was to Abraham and Sarah. Everything around them was dead. In them was dead. But the gift of God is eternal life. And if he's given you life and spoken a word, then that word will not return back void. Trust and believe that God will do exactly what he said. Stand on the word of God. Go to your Shechem place and watch the shoulder of God show up there and be the strong place that you can stand and endure and win for the glory of God. Amen. I pray that you've been blessed for the 60 minutes in empowerment. And I pray that you'll join me tomorrow for another session of empowerment on the process of there. One favorite life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Be blessed in Jesus' name.